Fresh from her special show last night, Spotlight, Marie Osborne, our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News, is here. And before I get into what we're scheduled to talk about, how did Spotlight go last night, Marie?
Oh, it was great. You know, we dipped into a lot of the interviews that we've done here on the air in the last week. Actually, the last 3 days, it seems like a week, about the crisis in the Middle East, and just very insightful. We have such great guests here on WJR.
Well, as we heard from Rod Wood, he held out to do his very first interview 11 years ago with me in the morning show, and then he did his very first interview after announcing his retirement with me on this afternoon show. And that's not me, that's the radio station, that's WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes. We have worked hard to earn that kind of respect, and we appreciate it. And you're right, Marie, we do get the best guests ever, that's for sure. Now, the Pentagon has identified the first known U.S. casualties in the war with Iran. There have been six, I believe, but four Army Reserve soldiers killed in an unmanned aircraft attack on March 1st in Kuwait. And you have more of the information, Marie Osborne.
Right, we sure do. And again, you're right, there have been six. We just don't know the identity of the other two. Their families are still being notified. 35-year-old Captain Cody Cork was from Winter Haven, Florida. 42-year-old Sergeant First Class Noah Teichens was of Bellevue, Nebraska. 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Nicole Amor was from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And 20-year-old Sergeant Declan Cody is from West Des Moines, Iowa, all four serving with the Des Moines-based Army Reserve Unit in support of Operation Epic Fury. They were assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command that provides food, fuel, water, ammunition, and transport equipment and supplies. Nicole Amor was just a few days away from returning home to her husband and her two kids when she was killed. Her two children, a senior in high school and a fourth grader. Cody Cork served 17 years. He enlisted as a multiple launch rocket fire direction specialist with the National Guard in 2009. Noah Teichen served 20 years. He enlisted with the Army in 2006, and he had two deployments to Kuwait, both in 2009 and then in 2019. The youngest of this group was Sergeant Declan Cody, with the Army Reserve. He's a student at Drake University. His family says he stayed in close contact with them from Kuwait, in fact, speaking to his brother, who was also a soldier, just before the attack. So it's important to remember who these people are. Paul, I think you'll agree with that, and really who they were beyond their military service.
It's the most important thing to be thinking about right now. Not everything that's being thought about, talked about, fought about in Washington, D.C. There's plenty of time to do that when all of the troops are back out of harm's way. But while they're out there serving their country, following the orders they're given, they should see a united front here back home. Be that as it may, you did a great job in summing up these four. And we're looking at the oldest, 42, which is very young, but the youngest, Sergeant Declan Cody, just 20 years old. That's very, very young.
Yeah, very young indeed. And again, he had just, you know, he was very close to his family and had just spoken to his brother before the attack happened.
Whew. Powerful stuff. All right. Anything else, Marie?
Nope. We're keeping up with the story.
All right. We appreciate it. I hope you don't have too many reports like this, but I appreciate
exactly
when you do. On this, by the way, National Hug a GI Day. Always ask, but hug a GI if you get a chance. Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, in focus. We've got another hour to go. We hope you'll stay with us. Paul W. Smith here on WJR.